Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for chamber events, go to durangobusiness.org. I have Elizabeth Marsh joining us from the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs, also known as SCAPE. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And first, you know, congratulations on, sounds like you've secured this year's class. I'm doing my quotation marks for SCAPE for those young entrepreneurs, or maybe they're old entrepreneurs. So I guess just entrepreneurs in general.
Yes, you know, it's one of my favorite times of the SCAPE year when we get all the applications from entrepreneurs in the community of what they're working on. And we interview and meet with them and see who's a good fit for our program. And so it's just so exciting to see what everyone's working on and see how we might be able to help them.
So this year, how was the turnout and how many applicants did you have?
It's about the same as every year. We average somewhere in the 40 to 50 applicants a year from Southwest Colorado and Northern New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And when we look through the applications, you know, there's a lot of different things we're looking at. It's we look for the strength of the team, the soundness of the business idea, but then also if our SCAPE mentor network has the ability and expertise to help that particular industry, and if it's also something we can help in a short time frame of 6 months to a year. And so we get lots of good ideas that are all at different stages, but it's kind of the few we can help on kind of a fast track program that we take into SCAPE.
And so how many were accepted into the program this year?
So we have a large class we accepted because there are so many exciting ones. We have taken on 8 companies this year.
Oh.
And they range from being located in Farmington, Durango, Cortez, Silverton, and over to Pagosa. So it's a good kind of grasp of the whole area.
And along that line, are you able to talk about specifically what they're about and what kind of their concepts are?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to go through a list. Base Medical is an exciting business. They do online and remote training for wilderness first aid and first responder training.
Huh.
So that, as we all know, is very valuable for so many different people individually and then also through their job. So we're going to be really excited to partner with Base Medical. Another one is Farm to Summit. People might have heard about them in the Herald lately. They do dehydrated meals made of local produce for camping and backpacking. And they just opened up a shop on North Main to manufacture their product and sell it. So we're really excited.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm curious when you said dehydrate. So do you know, is it dehydrated or is it freeze-dried? Because I've learned about the difference a little bit.
Well, they have said dehydrated, but you know, I don't technically know the difference of all of this. But
we'll pop off air.
Yes, so that would be good. Another one is Geek Pack, which empowers women through coding by teaching different tech skills through a supportive community. So that's very timely with all the transitions of employment and people finding their new path of jobs and what to do with the pandemic. So we're really excited about what that team can do. They've had a lot of success to date, so we're excited to partner with them going forward. Another one is Higher Purpose Homes, which this is really exciting because it's looking to try to build a mobile home manufacturer into the Cortez area. And so that's kind of a two-sided approach of it immediately tackles the affordable housing and the supply and demand problems and also creates a lot of employment opportunities along the way. So we're really excited to see how we might be able to help them.
You know, it's very interesting because when you mentioned that, I'm thinking, I'm not even sure where the closest, you know, modular mobile home manufacturer is and trying to get those trucked in. So this could be a huge benefit to the Four Corners.
Yes. As far as we know, the closest ones are on the Front Range. And we've got some of those pesky mountain passes in the way of trucking things here. So yeah. This could be a great solution.
Yes.
And then some other ones, you know, as everybody knows, the area is so strong with outdoor recreation companies. And so we've got one based out of Cortez, Outdoor Addiction, that has a fly fishing subscription box. Because as we know, the fish think it's fun to steal all the flies. And so this is a way to keep fishermen with what they need. And they also have a new design of a fishing rod holder for vehicles. So we'll be working with them on that. And then PJ's Fine Bamboo, located in Pagosa Springs, he makes high-end bamboo fishing rods and landing nets. Great examples of kind of, you know, the strengths of Southwest Colorado and representing the area with products and services. And then we've got our first company ever from Silverton, which is Sasquatch Expedition Campers. And so they've got some pretty rugged camping trailers that can go into remote areas. So we're excited to be working with them. And then our one based in Farmington is Zia Drone Operations. They were actually winners of the Fort Lewis College Hawk Tank Business Plan Competition 2 years ago. And they are looking to detect all the leaks on oil and gas lines to help companies stop that waste of leaks in the lines.
Wow.
So those are our 8 companies this year. While we continue to support companies we've worked with years prior. But it's just such a testament of the entrepreneurial spirit in the area and how many people are doing neat things. And then also how well equipped the community is with mentors and technical assistance providers. And then a lot of generous angel investors that are willing to help finance these companies to get them off the ground.
You know, when you mentioned earlier a women-based company, I heard a statistic this week at my board meeting. And it was, I want to say it was 3 million women since COVID are not returning to the workforce. They've decided to stay home. They figured out how to make things work within their home for, you know, maybe it's a, you know, one income earner, so to speak, because they went, you know, that's how I pay for, you know, daycare and take time. It makes sense just to stay home with my kids. So 3 million women that are staying home, and this would be a great opportunity. Maybe they say, well, you know what? I can learn to do the coding and work with this company and work from home and watch kids and, you know, make it a win-win.
Well, that's what we're excited about. You know, there's a few silver linings, you know, of the transitions people went through with the pandemic. It was a time for people to realize their dream of the business they wanted to start and to take that move to do it or to find something more fulfilling to their life. And so that's why we're so excited to help these companies right now, because we have the mentors available to help them and ways to connect them to the capital that they need.
Well, and I just, you know, it's so exciting to hear the different and what a variety of different types of businesses. And I'm interested in the rugged campers myself when you say that. And then you had a company, if I remember right, that I remember they were on display at the Fort Lewis College, kind of in the quad area, I call it, between the Student Union building and the library 1 year.
Yes, you know, and that's, it just kind of proves the demand for these products. You know, years ago, we worked with Moto Burley that was making some very unique campers. Last year, we worked with Wonderful Wheels some. You know, they've got great camper vans that they've been very successful with. And then Sasquatch has an even more rugged version of them. And so, you know, it's perfect timing with the pandemic of everybody wanting to be outside with their travel dollars towards camping rather than flying in hotels. So it's perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colleen O'Brien is one of our, yes. She was with the city of Durango and she went to into business with her husband and said, I'm going to help him grow this business.
Yes. And they are, I mean, if you've seen their vans, they are incredible and they are doing so well. And so that's just a great example of really capable entrepreneurs in the area that are doing really neat things. And Scape's always honored to work with them on their journeys.
Kind of makes me want to buy one and just go nomadic.
I could be the, yes.
I could be the chamber director living in a van down by the river and bopping around from community to community.
You know, you could pull that off. We could do that. People could come visit you. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's good to know that you'll visit. Yes. At least you didn't say you're crazy, Jack. Don't even try that. So, I'm looking at your website, which is goscape.org, and you guys have launched, it says 43 companies raised over $27 million in capital, contributing to the creation of 200 local jobs. And talk a little bit about those jobs, because you always say that they're jobs that pay higher than average wages.
Yes. So partly why Scape was founded is that local economic development groups and private angel investors wanted to really tackle how do we create more businesses that are going to have high quality and high paying jobs. Because the easiest way that you can give people access to housing that they can afford, childcare, and health insurance is to increase their wages. And because of the beauty of our area, we have a lot of tourist and service and retail and restaurant opportunities, which are great. And they are what makes the area so nice. But those sometimes can't pay the wage that someone's going to need to buy a house and to put down roots in the area. And so we work with businesses at Scape that have a nationwide customer base, because then there's a much larger customer pool that will be able to buy the product or service. And it's not as dependent on the seasonal fluctuations of a good snow year or a fire or seasonal ups and downs. And another component of that is those businesses with a much larger reach are also attractive to angel investors. And so there's a lot of partnerships and synergies that we can help bring together when a local business has an idea that can grow nationwide.
And I just think that, you always talk about that scalable and the opportunity to increase and seeing that. Now, you'll work with these companies for how many months?
So we joke at Scape that they never leave. So our program, every year we take on 6 to 8 new businesses. And we, you know, it's not one size fits all, because businesses are always at different stages. But we'll work with them for, 4 to 6 months and see what they've got and what's there. And then those that it makes sense to connect to our investor community, we have a much longer multi-year relationship with, as we help them through future fundraising rounds, additional hiring and expansion. It's usually a multiple year, all hands on deck approach.
And you know, I'm curious, when will the next opportunity be for people to apply to Scape if they have an idea? How should they come talk to you to say, hey, am I in the ballpark, or what do you recommend?
So we just selected companies that we're going to work with this year. And so this fall is when we will start taking applications for companies to work with next year. But I always encourage people throughout the year, there's never any harm in a quick phone call or email saying, this is what I'm doing, this is what I need help with. Can you help me now? Can you help me down the road? And then we'll figure out what makes the most sense.
So it's always good to, be in touch. And again, your website is goscape.org, and you have, I'm sure, a lot of the great information. There's even the apply button, so it's never too early to start working on your ideas or refining it, so you can start thinking about, okay, what do I need to do, and look at what you guys offer so that you can get in line, so to speak, for the next offering.
Absolutely. And on our website, we've got kind of the curriculum and programming we take companies through. We have a lot of sample pitch videos of local businesses. And so it kind of can give people a good idea of the process we take companies through to get them ready for their first, second, or third investment raise.
Awesome. Well, we're about out of time. I'm going to give a shameless plug once again, goscape.org, and talking with Elizabeth Marsh. Also coming up on May 3rd, I just forgot the date. I got to look at my calendar all of a sudden. Oh, my gosh. Yes, May 5th is our Durango Rocks Business After Hours. And now I'm going to really question myself, 3rd, 5th. Anyway, it's coming up in May. Go to durangobusiness.org. Get your tickets now. And Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity and the support to talk about local businesses.
You bet. Stay tuned for more. And Elizabeth, have yourself a great day.